USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The special counsel's inquiry into President Biden's management of classified materials raises concerns about his cognitive acuity. USA's John Schaefer explains.
Although the report clears Biden of any charges related to possessing classified documents from his tenure as vice president, investigators depict him as an elderly individual with cognitive challenges. According to the special counsel, Biden exhibited markedly impaired memory during interviews, struggling to recall his time as vice president, and facing difficulty remembering the timeline of his son Beau's passing.
With that decision, Republican Representative Claudia Tenney now wants the cabinet to explore the Constitution's 25th Amendment to remove President Biden from office. Tenney feels the part of the report that referred to President Biden as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory is reason enough to consider removing him from office. Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut, dealing with the backlash from saying that illegal immigrants are the people, quote, we most care about, unquote, during an interview on MSNBC. When host Chris Hayes asked Murphy about the failed border security bill, he responded that rather than push for citizenship in border negotiations like Democrats have in the past,
that's been a failed play for 20 years. So you are right that that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe, and it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country.
His comment of undocumented Americans went viral, claiming it was an oxymoron. Others saying that this was Murphy admitting the Democratic Party's honest view on the issue. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Medals at this year's Olympics in Paris are going to have a secret ingredient. They were not only inspired by the Eiffel Tower, they each contain an original piece of it. The iron used was from the former renovations to the structure, and they were repurposed. The Oakland A's are in the middle of considering various options for a temporary home stadium. With their lease at the Oakland Coliseum set to expire after this season, the team, along with Major League Baseball, is actively seeking alternative venues until their stadium in Vegas is completed. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred addressing the exploration process, mentioning potential cities such as Oakland, Sacramento, or Salt Lake City. Guinness World Records has changed their tune and told Frenchman Richard Plaud that his 23.6-foot-tall matchstick Eiffel Tower was a record height, just a day after they rejected it because he used the wrong matches. Plaud spent over 4,200 hours and over 8 years building it with 706,000 matches and 23 pounds of glue. Guinness World Records denied him because they said he didn't use commercially available matches. Plaud started his project cutting the heads off of matchsticks, but it was taking too much time, so he contacted the manufacturer and asked if he could just buy the sticks. Guinness admitted they were wrong to be so strict and gave him the record. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.